podcast has changed my life.
That is lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
You fucking piece of shit. You fucking piece.
Is this the intro? Yeah. You fucking.
I just found myself saying you, and then I'm like, what, how could I turn that into a.
You godforsaken piece of low turd dog shit.
Bastard.
If you're listening to this, this is to you. Yeah. You're the pit, not me or Tom. Tom wasn't directing that at me. That was at you.
No. Well.
Like, it's directed at them, but if it hits me as well, that's not bad.
Yeah, I get into character because the listener isn't here. You know, they don't have eyes and a face in the room. So I used you as a kind of like a way to get at the listener. But so I was looking at you and kind of meant you.
It felt like it was for me.
Yeah.
I pointed it out that it was the listener to make me feel better.
Oh, right.
So you then double it down on this.
And
still
how did that go? Like, how do you feel now about it?
I feel like... a low fucking
bastard fucking piece of shit.
Dude, we're drinking a non-alcoholic beer. Yeah. We don't have any sponsors, but I would love to be sponsored by this particular Heaps Normal.
They're lovely.
Zero alcohol XPA.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like a normal beer.
It's fantastic, and it does make you feel like you're having a good time.
And you know why it is? Because it's the same price as a normal beer.
Exactly. Which they did for accuracy's sake.
Not
for any kind of, you know, turnover or profit margin
financial
reason.
Reward. No. To really recreate the experience. So when you go for a shout, it's the exact same price.
And thank you for that.
I appreciate
and
it
we
so
say
much.
Thank you. Now, you have feedback for us that you've...
Yeah, podcasting, editing,
feedback.
I thought we'd
overcome all the audio issues.
Three separate people have said this to me.
I don't think I've ever had three conversations about this podcast with anyone. You've got three in a week.
Over probably the last 2 weeks. I held off with it because I was like, maybe this is just one person bringing this up. So you know how we do blocks.
Yeah.
So it'll be like we do a block, then we are on to something else, you know.
Well, that's...
And you do a breaker.
Yeah.
The breaker.
Is it loud?
No. Oh. Not enough.
What do you mean?
People think it's just you're beeping out a word.
Yeah.
And then the conversation, it sounds so. Then everyone's crazy. Very confused. It needs to be like, I think. Or even like the old school, like the commercial radio one where it's like shh into the next.
Oh, shh. Interesting.
Like shh.
Yeah.
If you go shh. Or if we had something fun.
Yeah, that is my fault because I edit the podcast and I have a beep sound kind of, I used that originally to beep something. And then when I put a break in, I'm like, I'll just use that beep
because
it's
there. But people have been like, halfway through a conversation.
It's fucking short. It's like beep and then literally into something else. It's very confusing.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
That's the feedback that I'm bringing to the table for you.
Can I say that's good feedback?
It's nothing about a lot of people have been like, we were just in the conversation, really liking it. And then all of a sudden, we had no idea what happened for 2 minutes. They had to, like, rewind.
Totally. Oh, my God. Which is maybe, I think, of all the emotions that you're trying to evoke in a listener, I think intrigue is one.
Of course.
Kind of amusement, certainly another one. Confusion, not up there. That's not what I'm trying to make you feel.
This is supposed to be down the middle.
Beep.
What you see is what you get.
And you said you'd do what to Serena Williams' body if you had the chance? Say that again,
beep.
Sam.
It's actually like an improv game. You know those improv games?
It's like Space Jump or something.
Yeah, it goes beep. Anyway, so I was on that staircase, and you know what I was saying about the staircase before. Beep. So I'm in my car.
It's all just locations. We've got to do accents.
But let's talk about, because you've been, I would say.
I'm famous.
Do you feel famous this week? You've been on the Today Show.
Yep.
You've been on the morning shows.
Mm.
What have you, so I'm sure people have been following it.
Sure.
Because if you listen to this podcast, you would surely follow you being a news story.
I reckon a bunch of people would, but perhaps a bunch of people wouldn't. And perhaps I should give a bit of an explainer in a quick way.
Yes.
I'm on the search, on the lookout for an apartment currently.
Yep.
Still am. I applied for an apartment, got approved, but then my girlfriend made the point that it's a studio. I think I told you this.
Mm.
It's like one, literally one room. She's like, you go fucking crazy. You'll feel like a
unless it was big.
I mean, it wasn't. It's a good sized room for the only room.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be. Yeah, but unless it's like, you'd still be like, I need more walls.
Yeah, you want little other pockets. You know,
you want a hallway you hide in.
Yeah, you want a vibe of like living and kitchen.
If there's like a break-in, a robber, a murderer, you don't want them to be like, I see everything.
You don't want them to think you're lame. You want it to
be
cool.
You can't afford two rooms.
Exactly.
If I'm not killing you.
It doesn't even bother kidnapping me. I'm like, take me.
I've actually got heaps of money. It's a temporary situation.
Exactly. You don't understand. My girlfriend's lease is going for... So it's like until... And then
it's just like circumstances dictated why I'm here. But if I had my way and my financial capabilities, I would have so many rooms. You wouldn't be finding me.
You're following him down the hallway. He's like pressing the lift button.
Yeah. Come back, dude. Seriously, come back.
Oh, you didn't see the bathroom as well. There is a separate room. That's two rooms. Bathroom and studio.
And it's an old school bathtub with a curtain. So if you pull the curtain, that's three rooms.
I mean, kind of. Open kitchen. Open kitchens are in.
Open kitchens, but we
open
all...
Open kitchen
we still,
into the bedroom, into
we,
the living room.
And we still say kitchen, living area, even though it's one space. So...
And who's we? Me.
Yeah.
Just me in here. Do you want to chat? Do you want to hang? I'm going to make you a tea. So anyway, I still wanted that place as a backup, but it wasn't my top priority. So I thought there was an opportunity to basically fuck with the real estate agent a little bit. And because it's all very annoying making these applications, you've got to give them so much information. I haven't done a formal rental application for a while. Like since I last did it, you've got to give like references and stuff.
Too many references.
Like to employers and stuff.
And you know they have like, there's like these forms and it's like you've got to sign up to be.
Yeah, it's one.
I can't remember what it's called.
One form or one app. Yeah, exactly.
The real estate agents are like, are you a member of one app? And you're like, no, why would I be like.
And it would be good if it was all just one, but then you apply for another property and it's like, we don't use one app.
Yeah, they're
we
like, use this other use one. That.
It's like, great. So now I've got to apply for 40. It's like, I don't want them calling an employer of mine 5 years ago. I don't want them to.
I don't
know
want
what
them talking
to
anyone.
It's like, now they're going to talk about me at the office.
I'm in front of you. I'm right here. Talk to me. I can
give
you
a ring.
Any answer you want. They don't know me that well.
It's an open kitchen. It's like a little thing. Come on.
Open kitchen, open life.
I'll make you a tea. I swear to God, I'm a good hang. Please, real estate agent, please. But so it's all very frustrating. And I asked the real estate agent if the landlord would provide a reference from a previous tenant, basically the equivalent of what I'd been providing, and posted that on social media, just the mere request.
What did you think at this point? Were you like, I'm going to... You know, change the landscape of renting in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. That was
that was your
yeah. That was my expectation, and the expectation was fulfilled. No, I thought it was a funny troll, and kind of there was obviously like there was a bit of like wanting justice.
Was there any justice, or were you like, this is a bit funny?
It's a bit funny, but also
highlighting the hypocrisy though of real estate agents and landlords.
Yeah, a little bit, but not even at that point because they hadn't even responded. As far as I knew, maybe they respond saying, "Yeah, okay." I thought it was cheeky, though, and it's so a bit funny. But also, I suppose it was venting my frustration with the inequity within the whole process.
Yeah.
But I certainly wasn't... It's a joke.
It's a funny little gag.
But then the screenshot went pretty well on social media. This is what social media is good for. You kind of get a sense of, you know, people's thoughts out there, what resonates. And then I probably wouldn't have even followed up on the email if that hadn't have happened. But then the next week, I'm like, fuck, people seem to... Also, people are like, what a great idea. There's a new idea. I'm like, is it? I don't know. Apparently in like Germany and some other European places it's kind of normal to ask for.
Apparently they've got great renting vibes. You hear about Germany, it's
the
like renters'
rights over there.
And they don't have obsession with homeowners. It sounds like a fucking paradise in
10
Europe.
10-year leases and stuff.
Oh my
God. It's like, that's now on the landlord side. Yeah. 10 years. Wait, I own this place. Get out. Are you serious?
Squatter's rights.
Exactly. But then basically followed up and then the real estate agent, I went back and forth with them, but basically they said, what is that? I clarified what I meant. And then they said, oh, they don't have the previous tenant's details. I said a bit of a cheeky thing back to that, like, so just to confirm, you don't have any previous tenants that would sign a positive reference?
You should have sent them the forms.
Exactly.
If you sign up to this form, it should all be saved in there.
Yeah,
it'll make this process a lot
like
quicker for
you. Like a $300 subscription to OneUp as a fucking real estate agent and set myself up as the vendor and then send them an application, that's a great idea.
Dude, well, that's like where you could go next with this whole thing. Because it's like the country is saying, what's he going to do next?
Nothing. This is just a troll. But basically then they responded to my more cheeky one saying that basically that they just don't want to do it and it's not a requirement and then cancelled my application, which they'd already approved, through the one app kind of system.
Mm.
Basically I posted a video about that and then that went pretty viral. And then a few fucking journalists got in touch and then I think I did like a few junky and pedestrian-esque things covered it, as
now,
they kind of often do.
And you know
do.
What? They cop a lot of flack for being... terrible and lame and stuff.
And they are.
But if you're trying to get something going off the ground.
Yeah. I mean, no, I love you guys.
They're the ones you want it. Like, because they're, I don't know, they're not real journalists that work there. So they're just like, on Twitter or whatever.
Totally.
They're on TikTok. Bang, they can help exactly. you kickstart it.
Well, it's the gap that you need to jump, or not need to jump, but they make it possible to jump from social media yeah. to respected media outlet. I just don't understand with pedestrian TV. It's like, how is a pedestrian watching a TV? Like, TVs wow. are inside and wow. pedestrians are out on the street. Are we talking about, like, looking through the window?
Wow. So, yeah.
Of, like, an electronics store?
That's interesting. They're at the front.
Do you reckon this will go viral? I'm trying to go Harvey viral Norman. Again. This is my take.
You're obsessed with it.
About, is my pedestrian TV take of the same quality?
They wouldn't run that, though.
No.
Pedestrian. Junkie might, though.
Too inside. Yeah. Junkie, what is this guy addicted to drugs?
See, this is
Are we going to be trusting them with their media output?
Oh, my God. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
He's looking for his next hit. I don't like the sound of this guy. Why would I click on something from a junkie? Sorry, I've had a coffee. Anyway.
No. Cannot tell.
They cover it. Then I did a Radio National interview, which legitimized
so
it.
So into the old media.
Well, yeah, exactly. They were talking radio.
Junkie crawled, so Radio National could
exactly.
fly. What's the saying? Run.
I mean, do whatever. As long as it's better than crawling, I yeah. think it makes sense. As
Radio National's legit.
Yeah.
So now you're into the old. This is probably, I can see yeah. how the momentum builds, because now you're talking exactly. to the landlords who would be like, whoa, blah, 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 yeah. how dare you?
Exactly. And I think ABC landlords, they have an ego about being one of the good ones. Mm. So I've gotten a lot of messages over the past week, a lot of comments on some videos. A lot of them are tenants being like, yeah, fuck landlords, right? That's like a big percentage of them.
Yeah.
A big, sizable, maybe 30% of the comments, though, I'm a landlord, and yeah, I agree with this.
I'm one of the good guys.
So it's basically, yeah, like, I own property. Oh, look at me. I'm a landlord, and I am not evil.
I don't think
it's
it
like,
is.
Fuck off.
I think it's like when a fella mm. is like, I'm one of the good guys. Mm. You know, when like women are complaining about men,
yeah.
and they're like, all men, and they're like, not all men. I'm one of the good. I think yeah, they're like, not me. All landlords. yeah. No, that's not you. That's these landlords.
Oh, they're that, saying not all.
Not all yeah. landlords are like
it's
this.
It's annoying.
They're like,
exactly.
we're one of the good guys. Yeah. We understand. We were renters once. Exactly. We're cool. Come over for a drink.
That's been another one as well. A lot of these media personalities that interview me, they're like, we love this idea, and we'd... Yeah, I remember being a renter in 1973.
Yeah,
it's like these
yeah,
millionaires
yeah, yeah.
on television.
Oh, totally. Like, all live in the eastern suburbs yeah. of Sydney.
Don't pretend you get it. But yeah, just sit this one out. You don't have to be like not all like, and no one was saying anything about all landlords being bad. It's all just very defensive behavior. But yeah, I think ABC listeners would definitely be, yeah, definitely skew a bit older. And I think more generally skew a bit left probably. Mm. So yeah, would support it from a kind of often a landlordy point of view. The other interesting thing about the Radio National interview
yes.
is that they are the only people that checked it was real. So they
wow.
they were like, oh, can you email me the email thread? And I'm like, oh, yeah. It's like, so far all these other articles, it's just been saying
so pedestrians
it like
a, just like, this guy uploaded a TikTok.
Yeah. I suppose that's what they do. That's
all
reporting.
They've got to do.
Yeah, they go, there was a TikTok and it said this. And they do word it in a way where they're like, this guy says this happened. So
but that,
like,
is that annoying them? Because then they've fact checked it.
Mm.
And then it becomes like, I think they would then expect you to have something of substance to say about it then.
What, the Radio National people?
They're taking it quite seriously.
Well, at that point.
Because then it's not a joke. It's like when you tell a joke yeah. and then someone's just like, is that what you really think? And
exactly.
you've got to be like, oh, maybe. Like, I totally. Never thought about it.
And it was during that interview where I was being recorded. I was in this very building. I had to make a decision whether I backed this idea, which was a troll.
Yeah.
It wasn't an actual idea that, you know, I think people should necessarily do. I wasn't thinking about that. And I decided, yeah.
No, but I think, of course, you had to. Because it's not a troll. Like... Anyone that's against you is actually, like, on the wrong side of it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, it's such an easy thing to ask for, and they just say no. But it's all a bit... I think maybe some of the rhetoric has gotten to a point where it's like, this is a good thing, that if, like, it could change anything, which I'm not sure.
Dude, if it does change at some point, like... Because people are talking about it. Do you know what I mean? And people will be like, what if that happened? Like, if it might not happen today, but if it changes in a year or two...
Oh,
it's like,
if I got legislation
down to you.
Changed, that would be crazy. But there's, I was looking into this because I was like, I've got an opportunity to kind of ask for something here. They interviewed a few, they interviewed the New South Wales Tenants Union head guy and the head of the Real Estate Institute in that Radio National interview. So the Tenants Union guy, when I listened back to the radio broadcast, said a few things. I started saying, just copied what
he
said.
That's smart. Yeah, yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like now, because that's like the tenants union, who I presumably agree with. That's the tenant side of things. That's
did
what
you,
I should be saying.
Did you have a conscious decision being like, I want to come across articulate, or do I want to come up? Because remember, like when Corey Worthington, not saying that you and Corey Worthington are in there, but like
In
terms
vibes.
Of like the blocks of segments of the morning show, that would be like, all right, we've got this guy who's done a thing. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be cheeky. He was like, oh, fucking don't care. I'll party again. Yeah. Fuck, I'll throw the best parties. You could have been like, I fucking take it to whatever. I do pranks. I don't respond to emails properly. Yeah. But instead, you were like, hey, I think this is a serious issue. And, you know, this is a problem facing renters that they can't, you know, there's bad landlords out there that don't do enough stuff. Mm-hmm. So you want it to be articulate, funny, charismatic. That was like all part of, you went into that thinking this, once you started doing serious interviews. Yes,
I didn't want to undercut the point because it had clearly hit a nerve, and that's why it was getting media attention, is because there's, I think, a bit of an appetite for change. And tenant,
it's time.
And let's that's why church, I'm running let's get church for office. Printed. And I'm announcing here, Skirmo, your toast. No, not quite. But yeah, I didn't want to disrespect that by just being completely silly. But also, yeah, you're like, I'm a fucking comedian, man. Like, I don't know all the answers. So I just tried to answer the things as best I could. I think the other thing that happened, though, was in that Radio National interview, the Real Estate Institute guy was shown the TikTok so that you can hear him going, oh, right, okay.
Not understanding TikTok? Who's on Radio National now?
Oh, who's the host?
Yeah.
Patricia someone. Kavanaugh, maybe? She's new. Fran Kelly stopped like
but
a few weeks
But does she
back.
Have a like a terrific middle-aged lady voice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, so I've got Tom Cashman
joining interviewed us. By, I was like a segment, so I was interviewed by a reporter.
Oh, that
I didn't
sucks.
Go on live. So
yeah,
it was,
okay.
I mean, I don't know if it sucks. I think it's still pretty exciting.
I mean, of course it's good, but to get in with those Radio National people is
to,
like...
To be interviewed by the chief of it would have been huge.
Yeah.
But point is, the Real Estate Institute guy was asked, like, what do you think about asking for a landlord reference? And because, I mean, it's nothing. It's just like, yeah, you may as well ask. It's a reasonable request. So he said, yeah, that's reasonable. Like, yeah, why not ask? So I think that then gave it, that was another newsworthy thing of, like, the guy who represents real estate agents agrees that it's a good thing. Well, then...
I wonder if he got reprimanded for it after. They were like, they were showing him the paper. Did you fucking say this? We make our money from these fucking landlords.
Exactly.
And you're there being like, ask for a reference.
Agree with that fucking comedian who's gone viral for trolling.
He's on TikTok.
Fucking real estate agents. And you're like, yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I think maybe he was put on the spot. I think he was saying that in part to like distinguish it between just asking for a reference and having a requirement for there to be a list of bad landlords and stuff like that. He doesn't want any legislative change, any kind of rules. So he was like, yeah, by all means, people should ask for something. The implication being the answer would be a no. Mm,
yeah.
So I think that's kind of why. But then, yes, I did a few, like I went on the Today Show, went on Project New Zealand. It's
that's
strange.
That's exciting. So you've jumped the pond, the ditch.
Exactly.
So what are they trying to bring it in? I feel like they would have good, you know, people always like, it's different. It's better in New Zealand. Like they might have more rights for renters over there.
They seemed to think that their situation was pretty similar. They were kind of more fun to riff with. I feel like I like the
friendly
vibe over there.
Friendly people in New Zealand.
That was
beautiful
fun. Although that interview, you're just looking at a fucking camera. You know how when they cross to someone in front of a green screen on the news?
I've done the down the line.
Oh, I've never done down the line.
And you've got the thing in. It's like, I mean, I've done a lot of crosses and you don't realize how hard it is to hear out of that thing.
Totally.
And you don't realize your eyes are darting around because you're trying to process the
question. Totally. And when you've done crosses, you're only ever just looking at the fucking camera.
Only at the camera, yeah.
I always thought there was a little monitor there where you could see who you're talking to.
Oh, I mean, I've had that, but only in like.
Not always.
Not always. It's like a lot of times it's a cupboard. I've done crosses
a cupboard? What are you talking about?
Like they'll put you in a little cupboard at a TV studio.
Right, yeah.
Like they'll bring you in to cross to like another city.
Totally, yes.
But I've been in the cupboard before crossing to the show that's in the next room.
Totally,
and
they're
like, now
because
of COVID,
want you.
So you're in the cupboard next door, then you wave out, you say hi to them.
They're like, get in the fucking cupboard, you little piece of shit. You don't get to see our faces even consider the questions that we're going to ask you next, you little fucks.
So you did New Zealand Project.
Yeah.
You did Today Show.
That was the last one. I mean, I did ABC Breakfast, I think. My reflection on that, Weekend Breakfast, was that that's when I realized, because before you're on, you come into the record, like just on Zoom, that one was, and you're watching it, and they're just cutting to so many things. They go to this guy, then they go to this guy. And so they have no knowledge of anything, really. They're reading the auto cue. They've got been given a brief, presumably.
But they wouldn't be going into detail.
No, exactly. So then when they come to you, they're kind of like saying a few things just a bit wrong. And they're like, oh, you're doing the Melbourne International Comedy Show.
So you got the plugs in. So you made sure of that.
Yes. Well, also, this is the other aspect. I mean, this is very inside. But for the comedy festival, about 2 weeks ago, I've engaged a publicist.
Right. Now, this is good.
And she can't believe her luck.
She must be over the moon because, can I say, I have a publicist.
She's like, what's going on?
I have a publicist and I'm arguing this man a lot, being like, can you get me some more interviews?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I think that is part of their job. It's like it's just a struggle to get, you know, whatever.
Totally, yeah.
But she must be like, I don't have to do any work with this guy.
Well, it did. I mean, it was all coming through me, so it was a bit like it was just already happening, which I suppose circumvents her to some degree. But it all felt – it was very strange that that had happened, like, a week before. And so then people are messaging you. I'm being like, could you get in touch with my publicist, please?
So
it
then you would send to the publicist.
Yeah.
They would have been annoyed because they would have thought you were just some, you know, guy floating around online. And then you're like, I've got a publicist. I'm actually doing a show coming up.
Well, that's the thing that felt bad because it's like the story is like little TikToker takes on big landlords. Mm. But then if you've got, I've got a publicist. It's
actually,
a bit like,
Town Hall, 6:45, no Sunday show.
Nothing to do with real estate. Completely unrelated.
You've got to do something. You must mention it.
You must. Oh, yeah, probably will. Oh, the Daily Mail guy called me as well.
So you a lot of digital media you were in.
Yeah, well, I interviewed the Daily Mail.
You interviewed the Daily Mail.
Yeah, I was like, what's up, dude? How are you? No one ever asked you how you are.
Dude, you're always like searching for stories. That must be so draining.
Are you the Daily Mail? Is it you?
Do I call you Daily or Mail? Is it a first name, last name thing?
Can't believe you do it daily. That's so,
dude,
it's
crazy.
So stressful.
Not even daily. It's like by 10-minute chunks, dude. Yeah. Like there's so much happening and you capture it all.
You're a hero. But yeah, he was interesting. He was like older than I thought. And kind of asked a few kind of, didn't check that
how
it was real.
17, 18 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Nice guy, but, you know, I don't know. But not like a media type. He just kind of wanted to have a chat. Yeah. Very relaxed.
He was probably trying to be, he's like, yeah, cool, dude, we're going to take these landlord guys down.
Everyone was doing that.
That would have been like that. Yeah. That would have been like, I support this one so much.
Totally.
A lot of stuff comes on here and I'm like, oh, who cares, you know. But this one, it's like, this is something we could do, you know.
Someone said that, like, I forget who. Well, I don't forget who, I just don't want to say.
Of course.
But they were like, in a question, I think it's a great idea. And like, yeah, I might do it if given the opportunity. It's like, so, you own probably three homes. What do you mean, given the opportunity?
That's so funny that they're like saying in the moment, being like, I guess I should do it. It's like you're outing yourself. As
it's
like,
fine if you don't. Jesus Christ. Not everyone has to be.
And now, did you feel, because like with any of these things, there is like it approaches the mountain and then it gets to a point where it starts declining.
Oh, my God.
Was it a sad moment when the phone stopped ringing? I don't know. It might still. Is it still going?
Oh, it's definitely on the down.
Yeah.
Yeah, the notifications of...
So was that a sad moment? And what can we do to get it back up?
Well, I think talking about it more in depth on a podcast cannot hurt.
Send this to Domain.
Please message me.
Were Domain against... So were those other publications that are kind of for home, but were they kind of against it?
No, but they did choose very weird photos of me. One where I looked absolutely enraged. I wonder whether that was a bit deliberate. I suppose they just went to my Instagram and picked one of me doing comedy, you could argue. But there wasn't like anti it. No one did anything anti it. I suppose as I went through though, I kind of did want to do something a bit more funny. In the Today interview,
Did you get like a David Campbell type or like
I think I got David Campbell.
Oh, he's got a great voice. Jimmy Barnes's.
Yes, that's the one,
illegitimate son.
Illegitimate?
Well, no, I think...
He's legitimate. He's on TV.
Couldn't be any more. Channel 9 of all channels. Yeah,
exactly. That's the most legitimate guy I've ever met in my life. He's wearing a suit. This looks like a legitimate bloke to me.
No, they were like separated. I think because Jimmy Barnes had a bunch of kids that he didn't know about. I think he was one of them.
Wow,
and they reconnected. Right. And surprise, surprise, voice of an angel.
God. That's awesome. To Did he know who his father was the whole time?
I think it might have been a situation like mum was always like, that's your father up there. And he's like, and he would tell people at school, and they're like, your dad's not Jimmy Vance from
Cotton. 99 like, times out of 100, that's fake.
Yeah, and then it was. And I think they had to do a DNA test. I could be wrong because I think he had another, Michaela Barnes. Could have been a similar situation with her.
Yeah,
and then she ended up then taking the name.
Yeah.
I would take it if I was
the sad thing about her awful voice. I don't know. I'm kidding.
No, I think she's a singer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is she?
But look,
it would suck if
it's okay to have an opinion.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know her voice. I was just making a joke about the idea of one of them not being able to sing.
Of Australian music royalty.
Is she?
She's a Barnes.
I don't know enough about the Barneses. Anyway.
I've distracted you with Jimmy Barnes.
Point is, on that one, I tried to do a bit of a sketch where I show... What? Well, the idea was I show a few graphs about it, because they asked me for graphs. They're like, can you do a few graphs about the experience?
No, but this is good. TV is visual.
It is visual.
You know, it's like pop a few things up.
It was a good idea, but it was also like, fuck off. Don't tell them Today Show, tell me what bits I should be doing. But then when I thought about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, fair enough.
So a producer calls you and they're like, hey, we're going to ask you a few questions. We're seeing you've got some graphs.
We'd love a graph.
We'd run a few of the graphs.
If you could make a few graphs about your experience. So then
you had to make the graphs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, this is like free content. You know, exactly. It's like you're going on for free.
Now you're on my side, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, I should. And it's like a fun challenge. Creativity comes out of restrictions. You've
written for Today Show now on your CV. You've written for the Today Show.
I have. And the idea was a few graphs, but then they're actually quite positive about real estate agents. And then my bank details come up and LJ Hooker have transferred me $15,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
And I'm like, get that down.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, I'm going to have to do some acting.
And David Campbell's a man of the theatre, but is he a man of comedy? How did he react?
But then a producer was doing the timing of the graphs.
No. That's like, no. You should have been like, sweetheart, I'm a slide comedian. Get me a clicker.
Give me the clicker.
Get me in the direction, the controls room. I'm switching.
I should have, because I did talk to them just before. I'm like, who's controlling? Like, could it be me? They're like, nah, we got it. And I'm like, yeah.
Of course they don't. You need a little nod or something. Yeah. This is why, or like a finger point. You got to be like, that should come up.
Yeah, they did it all too quick. It didn't quite work. But it was funny watching back to see, like, me trying to do a sketch where I'm acting like, Take it down. And then when I said take it down, they took it down immediately. I'm like,
oh my God.
Leave it up.
But you can't rehearse. Did you say put it back up?
No, but in my mind. And then they did put it back up. Because you could. It was up for 1 second. You couldn't see the joke. Like, so, and I yelled, take it down. Then they take it down.
So it's David Campbell and we don't know the other person's name.
Sylvia. Something.
Oh, Sylvia. No, she's like real famous.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So, but they're pros. I feel like they would have reacted and laughed. Can Maybe a knee slap.
Oh, God. I would have prayed for
Did it bomb?
No, it didn't bomb. Can I say, Sylvia, good. She was like, oh, because it was a bit small. The joke was that I've had a transfer from LJ Hooker, but that was a bit small on the screen. And it was a bit covered up, to be honest, by the little like weather in the corner. Oh, I didn't think of that when I was making it.
Damn it. It's just but like she... ACT, 28 degrees.
Exactly.
What's that got to do with the landlord?
That's not part of the gag. But yeah, she was like, "Oh, and you know, what's that transfer there from Mr. Hooker?" Like,
oh, so she was on it.
She was on it and helped out. And
that's what you needed.
Oh, totally.
You needed to go in before, like you know, like the old David Letterman days when they're like, "Hey, you enjoy New York?" And you'd be like, "Yeah, well, I was on the subway the other day."
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I wanted. But yeah, it was kind of impressed basically by her riffing skills. But yeah, now back to normal. I suppose I would like something to call for beyond, because I tried on a few to be like, look, other people should ask if you desperately need a place. Obviously, don't ask because they could just cancel your application like they did for me.
Yeah.
But if you're in a position where, you know, you've got a while to move out and you get approved like I did for a place that you don't really want anymore, ask, you know, and slowly it'll become a more normal thing to ask for. No one sent me any though. It is a big ask.
You could have pushed a bit harder. Flip of the coin is like you might... People might have taken you a bit more seriously, bad for your comedy, but the other side of the coin, you become Egg Boy.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, and my God, I need to find Ray White.
No, you need to find
Egg Boy.
And I need
to put an egg on him.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is the
latest. I need to egg a real estate agent guy.
Although there is nothing sadder than you dragging this for two, like you then start doing YouTube vlogs out the front of real estate agents.
Well, it depends, yeah. The tone, I mean, I did a gig last night. Few comedians being like, "Whoa, yeah, really milked that real estate."
Oh
thing.
No, you didn't milk it. You did. You played it perfectly. I'm saying you could milk it now.
No. But I'm saying, yeah, like the appetite from comedy people is pretty short because they're just jealous.
Are they
they're
jealous?
Not on the Today
I think
Show.
They're not. Sylvia's not doing like setup for them
exactly. But I think yeah, you need to if you kept doing it. I just didn't. I looked into it, and there's not a thing to ask for that's that easy. I don't think the tenants guy is calling for a register of bad. He basically what they want is to be a landlord. You need a license. They want it to be licensed, which feels tough.
It's gonna be hard because people don't like the red tape in this country. Exactly. There's already a
Famously.
Lot of it.
Famously.
People whinge about it. So bringing that in,
yeah. But I mean, you could argue. They're like, it's harder to be a hairdresser than a landlord, you know? You need a license
pair of
to
scissors.
Do that. Yeah.
Well, what about this, that we just don't have to have references as the renter?
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad.
If you said, well, in that case, let's just cancel it out, shake hands and organise the direct
well,
debit.
I mean, it's just because it's a supply and demand issue, really. It's like there's just more tenants and they're competing, so we'll do whatever we'll jump through whatever hoops they give us. The other thing that's happened to me is I've got upwards of 50 messages.
So this is where I wanted to go with. Are there copycats? Are people sending them doing the same thing?
Well, no.
You're still, as far as we know, the only person to ever ask for this.
No one's done.
Really?
Yeah, I thought there'd be copy. I asked on TV for people to send me messages like that, but no.
Oh.
At least 50 people have sent me a thing saying, I've got a great idea for an app where you rate your landlord.
Oh.
It's uncanny how many people. Some people have said, I already run an app like that, and they want me to kind of be involved in marketing.
The face?
They didn't say the face.
But you could pitch yourself as the face.
Totally. I don't want to be the face of a fucking app. I don't know. But I don't believe in the app sound a bit shit.
But it's like you do need to, like if you could monetize this somehow.
Oh, not bad.
Like, and that is a quick way. Because then you're on the face. You could be like, you owe me a fee. I'm in the ads. I'm doing the ads. I'm sending more email. I'm doing my classic email bit. Email. Have you seen this app? I think you'd quite like it. Zing, dot, dot, dot.
The thing people liked about my last one is about just the fact that there were emails in there.
You're the email guy.
Go to KFC. The chicken wings are, quite frankly, delicious. Oh, classic new email vid from the email guy. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really love the idea. I don't feel like that fixes anything either. Like, it doesn't really make sense to review landlords. Like, there's not enough people that get to review them. There's only one tenant for, like, years.
Yes.
And I don't think... I mean, again, I read an article that the tenant advocacy guy wrote about that not being the solution, and I think I agreed with it.
Oh.
So I don't really want to be the face of a weird app. But weirder than that, some people were like, here's my app. Some people were like, I work in software. Let's build an app together.
No.
It's like, what do you mean? I don't know you. I'm not going into business with you.
Yeah, and it's like, what? And I also think they haven't thought.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're just a guy that did literally, not to discredit what you did, you sent one email and then made a 30-second TikTok video.
Why
it's
am like, I now running a startup?
Yeah.
If you, a random guy who's also done fuck all, quite frankly.
He's like, all right. So you're like, oh, maybe, man. He's like, all right, well, we're going to have to find some office space. Like, do you want to get on? Do you want to look
coffees.
For it?
Exactly. Oh, no, we're going to rent a fucking office space. Are we asking for a reference? Probably not. Yeah. We need to get this business started quick. Fucking hell. Yeah, exactly. What do you expect? There was a tenants advocacy guy who asked me, like, if I wanted to have a coffee. And I'm like, yeah, can you send me some shit that I should be calling for? Didn't send me anything. So I feel like that's a missed opportunity.
Mm.
But then some people, even worse than I'm a software engineer, were just like, sent me, that's an app idea.
Oh.
Like I would.
Like you would take it from there.
Exactly. It's like, what do I look like?
You kind of do look like a guy that might make an app. You don't look like a guy that wouldn't make it. Like, you don't look like... No, you've got an air of someone that it's like not a hero, but maybe someone that... No, you're like a nerdy guy that could... Because it's also like now these big players are these weird nerdy-looking guys. Not that you're a nerdy-looking guy, but
like
you're...
Like Silicon Valley vibe thing.
Yeah, and you're wearing button-up shirts in these interviews, I assume.
Yeah, oh, big time.
Dude, exactly. Absolutely. You're not wearing a singlet, but
no.
Because it would have been funnier if it was just like...
You're wearing button-up shirts in the interview, you get fucking messages about starting an app. You wear a singlet, you get messages being like, come over here and fuck me, silly.
No, but if it was an ochre guy,
yes,
singlet, it would have been like, I'm going to buy you a beer, mate. Whereas,
totally.
Did anyone say they'll buy you a drink?
Absolutely no one offered to buy me a drink.
You got like, let's start an app.
I want compliments. I don't want jobs to do. People are sending me through missions and jobs
Dude,
to do.
But did anyone, was anyone like, because I remember I shared one of the posts early being like, this is really funny.
Thanks for that.
But like, I then saw no one being like, this is hilarious. Everyone was like, this is a serious
thing. Totally, yeah. I mean, that was the weird thing that slowly the interviews started becoming more and more serious. I did a few that went like radio ones early where it was like, I was trying to be funny.
Mm.
And then I think I did one where they thought, for like ABC Brisbane, where she kind of was giggling at the beginning because she knew I was a comedian and thought it was going to be funny. But then I was quite serious hard. Because I just did a serious one before.
Wow. So you're like, I'm not going to raise my kids in a society where the landlords can just piss on a renter.
Exactly.
Is that the kind of world we want to live in? The inequality in housing in this country makes me sick. Come to my show.
Melbourne Comedy Festival. Brisbane Comedy Festival. Yeah, date's coming up in May. Definitely go see that guy. My guy's guy needs to start a fucking app or something. This guy's pissed off. Exactly. That was the... But I do think... I hadn't done much press before. I do think the approach needs to be... I mean, I just got a bit of experience doing it. I think if you try and be too funny, it comes off weird. You go in with bits.
You can't do bits. It's not natural.
I feel like it is just about answering the questions and trying to be a bit funny in your answers, but not trying to be too funny because it's all like
a few gags don't hurt.
A few gags don't hurt. Absolutely not.
You got to remember as well. You could have just had one big gag, and then done that in all of them. You could have been like, and guys, I actually bought a house yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Don't email me. Don't at me.
I'm better than you.
God, we make a lot of money in the last 3 days. People are paying me. I've bought a house. So this has been terrific.
Yeah. One person started telling me, like a few people that I've talked to about it have been quite kind of defensive about their landlordness. Someone started immediately whinging about their tenants.
I mean, of course it'd be bad tenants, but there's like bad landlords, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's that people forget it's funny. Did you get like, I assume, did you have any like tenants get in touch to be like, think you're an ally?
Absolutely.
To be like, you're one of us, dude. You're the voice we've been looking for.
Look.
You're the guy. You're like Arthur. You pulled the sword out of the stone.
Let's just say you're not the first guy this week to say hero.
No, really?
It's crazy. But a bunch of people have... Like, I haven't done anything. I sent one email as a troll, which is an attitude I've taken in my life previously, is like doing it's slightly trolling things and then screenshotting it and putting it on social media. Yeah. It's like, I just want some likes at the end of the day and I'm bored. And then it's turned... Yeah, I mean, it's all ridiculous. But I suppose that's how things work. You know, you never know what's going to catch on or resonate. I have gotten a few messages from tenants basically whinging about what's happened in their tenancy.
Yeah.
A bunch of comments on stuff like that. Like, you know, my landlord did this. Some of them are crazy. Like, my landlord put a dead rabbit on a stake in my front garden and kind of left it there.
And that is what you would want to read in a reference.
Yeah,
you'd be exactly. like, hey, yeah. is there anything? It's like, they were pretty good, but they also did leave a rabbit on a stake in my garden.
Well, maybe the landlord wouldn't do that if they were concerned about getting a bad reference. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like an Uber rating system. You should start an app. But like,
see?
But like, I mean, also, I'm so sus on all these. I'd be like, what the fuck did you do to get a landlord just doesn't put a rabbit on a stake for no reason.
Yeah, totally. Well, then this is where I'm going because I think... Look, I don't think it's right for landlords to put rabbits on stakes. And I also think it's a classic thing that landlords do is they're often popping around when they're not allowed to. It's like they're legally obliged to fuck off.
They want to have a look.
And they want to have a look. They're coming around. They're doing weird, devilish things like putting rabbits on stakes in the extreme circumstances. But at least that was a cool story. It was interesting.
Great story.
I got sent a few from tenants that are like, yeah, solidarity. And then they told the most boring, shitty stories I've ever heard in my life. And the worst one, I'll read now, I'll not name the guy. I feel a bit bad because this was sent to me by someone who was
who's
like...
He's reaching out. He's looking for a brother out. In arms.
Exactly.
Somebody who went through the trenches with him.
Exactly. He says, I like your efforts to make landlords accountable. Our current landlord and our previous landlord are terrible. We had the door handle on our bedroom door break, which was clear it was weak from metal fatigue. He told our property manager that we must have been rough and forced the handle, which broke it. And that we had to replace it at our expense. There are other maintenance items that our current landlord has not fixed, which were reported months ago.
Mm.
That's the message.
Did he go into detail about these other items?
It's like what so a basic. Sook. Imagine seeing a news article and be like, oh, I've got to fucking message this guy about my door handle. I was not rough with my door handle. I've been forced to pay.
Metal fatigue. What are you talking about? What did he do to the...
Add some lies in there or something. This sucks.
Dude, that
this
sucks
story
so
sucks.
Much. Have you ever gotten... Like, you get stuck chatting to someone. Can I have another one?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know you were done.
Just
checking.
You know, like, you chat to someone about their... They're, like, whinging about their housemate.
Yes.
And they're, like, furious. And truly one of the most boring conversations you could be. I've never...
Yeah.
Like, you can't be, like... dismissive, because if you're living with someone, it's like a big thing and it's like occupies your life.
Yeah.
But it is so boring for everyone else. Unless it is just like,
well, unless it's a good
story.
Shit,
crazy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's a threshold.
But
I think
like metal fatigue is like, whatever, dude.
A door handle, it'll cost like $80 or something. It's like, yeah, we've all had that. Like that's.
And it's so, actually,
and it's bad, but it's not worth sending.
It's not worth sending.
You know, that, yeah, it would annoy me as well, but it's not like, I don't know you. The story needs to be pretty good.
It is crazy because I've
if
never
my
messaged.
My fucking family told me that story, I'd be like, oh, that's a shame. That's all you get.
You'd be like, Dad, can we get some better stuff?
Exactly.
This is Christmas lunch. You're dropping that on me?
Exactly. That's a fucking EF level story really from bad. A family member, let alone a guy I've never met. I want top tier. I'm sorry.
That's 2.5 hours into a 3-hour drive. That's what that story is.
Exactly.
Have you ever...
No, I'm not driving anywhere other than over to your house to fucking hit you in the face. Are you boring?
To put
prick?
A rabbit on a stick in the garden. Yeah.
Are you the rabbit guy? Because in that case, I think you fucking deserved it.
What are you doing, by the way?
I'm trying to get the lights to come back on.
Just leave it. It's like light in here. Speaking of like supporting people or supporting a movement, I was at a gig on the weekend.
Here we go.
At a winery in Tasmania.
Oh my God, you went down to Tassie. That's fun.
I went to a nightclub in Launceston.
Wow.
I was in the line for a nightclub in Launceston at 12:30 and my girlfriend rang me because she was out as well. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in the line for a Launceston nightclub. And she just hung up immediately. It was so bad. But anyway, so we're at this winery. We're doing this gig. And it's like real fun or whatever. And the guy that owns the winery, he's like a kingpin in the world of wine.
Okay.
He owns like a bunch.
Self-described?
Described by me too. But I feel like he's 91.
Whoa.
He knows that he's like top shit. Do you know what I mean? Holocaust survivor.
Whoa.
Yeah. Escaped. He then got put in. Something happened in Czech Republic after the Holocaust.
Right.
He had to flee.
Something good?
Well, he ended
something
up in,
good, I hope. This guy deserves
Maybe
a,
I say
a
that
break.
To him. Was it good? Did you get a good job or something?
Yeah,
or
when like, people talk about stuff that happened to them in Czechoslovakia in the late 40s, it's really good. It's really good news.
Did you get a promotion or did you got reunited with your family?
Your first kiss?
Yeah. Anyway, so he flees to Tasmania, right? Ends up in Tassie, does a bunch of jobs, then decides he's going to start making wine like in the old country or whatever. Starts a bunch of wineries. They're unreal. I can't remember the names, but they're huge wineries. Still to this day, they're big. He gets to 70, decides he's going to retire. There's like, you know, it's like a war for who's going to buy these. All these other wineries. Like, we want to buy it. He sells up. He's 70. Next day, announces he's starting a new winery.
Oh, shit.
So he sold them off, started a new one.
This is actually now a story about business sale contracts.
Yeah.
Because that should have been a clause saying no competition for a certain amount of, you know,
for
that's
minimum 24 months. Wines or whatever. I don't know. That's him, 91-year-old guy. Mm. Anyway, we got to meet him after the gig and he came in and we were like, because everyone's.
Hang on, how did that second business go?
Very good. Like, so that's where we did the gig at and now it's bigger than ever.
And does he show off about that? It's quite sneaky behavior.
Where he was walking around and there was like family. Like he is like the god, and everyone was like, wow. I was hosting, and I had to mention him on stage.
A patriarch.
I had to be like Joseph,
like the Oscars.
He hosted us, and everyone that there's 800 people that everyone cheered and clapped.
Wow.
This guy. And he's like this old man, but anyway, so he came up and met us, and I'm there with it's me and Peter Hellier, right? Peter Hellier, very famous guy, like you know, been on TV for years,
kingpin himself,
a kingpin himself. We go up to this 91-year-old guy to shake his hand, and we're like, Joseph, thank you for.
Yes.
Having us, hosting us here for the day. We go to shake his hand. He literally didn't touch our hands. Yeah. And then he turned to the two ladies that were in the room and walked over to them and was like, hello, girls, how's it going?
Oh, my God.
And those two girls were both lesbians, Alex Ward and Zoe Kunzma.
Oh, right.
And, then he started nuzzling into, like...
Nuzzling?
To Zoe's shoulder.
What?
And then me and Pete was like... Pete saw this, he's like... I think he was like, this is maybe not on, but also he was like, I'm so famous, why is he not stoked to talk to me? So he then was like...
When sexual harassment is taken personally by the person not getting harassed.
So he was like, come over. He's like, Joseph, I'll like talk to you or whatever. Mm. And he was like, looked at us. He goes, no, 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 it's fine. And then he's like pointing, showing the girls like vignettes out the window and stuff. Like a weird rich ladies man. But we were then talking. I was like talking to Pete about it.
Mm.
And it's like, how do you tell a Holocaust survivor that's 91? It's like, hands off, mate, you know?
Yeah, tell you what about those Holocaust survivors. They're difficult to me too.
Well, they've, it was like, we just were like, I guess we've got to. Like, and he's so old.
It is interesting as well about the sexuality of a normal human. I think, obviously, your sexuality starts to be, like, I suppose it forms at birth, really, like deep down, but usually around puberty, you start kind of having sexual thoughts, boom, boom, boom. Into your 20s, prime time, you know, you're having sex with people, finally, hopefully. Then in your 30s, you know, still pretty good. 40, like late 30s into 40, I mean, men and women, like in that's current society,
prime
a bit different.
For women, isn't it?
Oh, like the about 30 or is 30 their sexual peak,
yeah,
apparently, gotcha. Which I don't know what that means. I think it's when they're most horny, which is hardly your sexual peak because, as I think we've talked about before, when you're a boy, apparently 17 is a sexual peak, which is stupid.
That's not fair.
But I suppose they're measuring horniness, not like your overall enjoyment.
Why don't they say horny instead of sexual peak?
Because, I don't know, you don't want to put that in fucking the textbooks. Yeah.
You're
horniness levels,
horniness
peaks. I think it's all about scientific grants because the scientists who measure this stuff, they have to apply to the government to get grants. And they're like, we're measuring horniness. The government's going to be like, why are we investing in this?
No.
Sexuality, you know? That sounds like something
toiness.
We should be investing in.
Toiness. we're investing money into horniness, toiness, and when you really just need to get one out. Can we have $40 million, please, government?
80. We're going to need to double.
We need more.
Exactly. Men and women. We're going to
we're toey for this survey.
I reckon, so then we get into like 40s, 50s, 60s. At that stage, I think men can, I mean, I talked to an artist once, a visual artist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, she wasn't a visual artist, but she worked in that area. She said a lot of the artists, the male artists, they're in their 20s when they're like a hot shot.
Virile.
If they're famous. They have sex with lots of people and they're kind of like a ladies' man. Then when they get to their 30s, still same thing. They get to their 40s and they start kind of, you know, they're exiting the kind of the main sexual ages in our society and they're still trying to hit on, you know, women in their early 20s. And then it becomes like that was kind of, you know, you can get away with that if you're a famous guy in your late 30s or something. But like now into your mid-40s, it's just creepy and people don't want a bar of it. And then the ladies' manness becomes sex pestness.
Well, the ladies' man's disappeared, I think.
Was
it? Like, you know...
God damn it.
They've taken another one. No, but the ladies' man used to be... Yeah. Now, if you look back at, you know, classic ladies' men...
Yes.
They're like probably sex pests. Sinatra.
Yeah, totally.
George Clooney.
But now, you still would have people who...
Maybe not George Clooney.
Who are 25.
They're fuckboys, like, though, now.
Yeah. Well, then that. Same thing.
Yeah, right.
But my point is, I suppose...
But they don't have a bad name, but ladies' men kind of were like...
Fuckboys do, I suppose.
No, fuckboys, I mean, have a bad name.
Mm, but not like
ladies'
a
men
name.
Were always... Yeah, obviously, there is like a spectrum. But ladies' men, I feel like they were... Everyone's like, oh my God, the women want to be with them, the men want to be there.
Well, I suppose that was back when the media and stuff, it was... There was a bit less realism. So we were kind of sold a lie with that. Like the George Clooneys of the world...
We were doing
date rape, like, in the back. They were, you know what I mean?
No, come on, not Clooney.
No, but like that, like the Sean Connery-esque James Bond
well,
in
Connery.
The 60s. That vibe, I'm not saying them specifically, but like that vibe guy, if you met someone like that, who was that kind of suave and like wearing a suit, it's like, it's a rapist probably. You know what I mean? Now we...
Just
now
every time
that
you
vibe,
walk through the CBD, like, there's a lot of rapists.
Not just the suit, but the confidence and
they shouldn't
like,
all wear suits.
The aggressiveness
it gives it away.
With women and stuff. It's like now that is a stereotype. It's like that guy's crazy.
So
we don't like that. But yeah, I mean, 20 years ago, we're like, that's the coolest type of guy.
He's a fucking pants man. he can get into anyone's pants.
He can fuck anyone sometimes without their consent, but he can do it. We think that's great.
But
I suppose my point, sorry, is then middle age, obviously you're used to being sexy. This happens to women too, that are sexy in their 20s, 30s, and maybe even 40s. You reach 50, you're no longer that sexy.
Yeah.
So you need to learn how to kind of adjust the way you make sexual advances, at the very least, because
yes,
not as many people are going to be fucking interested. But
you could use wisdom.
You can use...
People be attracted to your mind.
Totally. And but lots of people effectively do that. Exactly. That's probably then the thing that you should be doing. But then when you get to 90...
91.
91. You can like then play dumb with it.
He was playing dumb.
You can be like, oh, what's going on? Touching people's tits and like
he wasn't touching tits. I don't want to. He wasn't about. He did a nuzzle.
Yeah, but nuzzling.
That's all he did.
That's what
he
I mean.
Nuzzled.
He's like, oh, sleepy grandpa. Ooh, hello. You know, like, I can see it. You know what I mean? It's like a new strategy that you can only get away with when you hit that age.
Well, because he wouldn't be able to have. I mean, I spoke about this for so long at the Launceston nightclub after. Like, I was like, he can't be having sex at 91. Because he could barely walk.
Yeah.
But I still think he is like...
The vibe of it.
He's like, I want to be around the women.
King. Yeah.
You know, like, I think that's all he wants. Maybe that's what sexuality is to him. I'm not saying he's a creep.
What's about
he
its
could
power.
Potentially be a creep. I don't
totally.
Know. I shouldn't say that, actually, because I've said his name on this podcast. He was a lovely man.
Yeah.
And he looked after us so
but
well.
But his priorities were
legend.
Still... His priorities...
But he liked the women
yeah.
more than he liked Peter Hellyer.
Totally. Which is...
Which is crazy.
Crazy.
I was like, dude, he was on a road. I know you're in the Holocaust,
and
but...
And not just a guess what. Every single fucking week. Are you kidding me? Rove Live. Do you know how difficult it is to be on a live program?
He is on Rove Live then, not to mention he has made a TV series, How to Stay Married. He's made a movie. It had the guy from Game of Thrones in it.
Are you still married, mate? Because you shouldn't be. You're over here nuzzling.
Nuzzle Hellier. But yeah.
That's
anyway,
what it comes down to.
He wouldn't be having sex, but he enjoyed the vibe. I don't know. You're right. Sexuality kind of changes. I don't know where you end up, but it's interesting to know that he still is like a lot of the ladies.
And I think it's inspiring because I think it's nice that in our very, very later years, new strategies emerge to impress women. And
yes.
The being.
Because he was still, it's so funny. His name's on the winery.
Yeah.
And he's still like, yeah, I own that. Yeah. I own that building. Yeah, that winery, that's mine.
Being like, oh, kind of cute and like using it as an excuse to lean on people and stuff. It's like a teenager. But that's why, particularly to any male listeners, you need to watch your cholesterol. You need to eat healthy.
That's true.
Because new strategies emerge every 10 years, you know, and that never stops.
Have a salad over a steak.
Exactly.
Get a vape over a ciggy.
Exactly. New ways. To flirt with girls until the day you die. Never stop that priority.
Dude, that's
definitely
so true.
Don't find peace in kind of making that not a priority in your life and like maybe a more deeper love or like an appreciation of kind of intellectual pursuits
and
or
being,
other hobbies
being
or your children. No, no, no.
It's like, how do you impress the ladies?
Young women who have no interest in you whatsoever. They actually happen to be both lesbians in this case and have no sexual interest in you at all. Pursue until death.
He wouldn't have even known what a lesbian was. He was that old. Like yeah. I could have gone and been like, they actually like other women. He would have been like, I mean, I like women, but why do they like?
Is that Czechoslovakian
like
for a sex worker?
Should we? How long have we done? Have
That's
we done enough?
Good. Yep.
I don't even think we need the cut the things in that one.
Beep.
A podcast has changed my life.
Shad, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.